Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabosa. I hope you're having an easy fast. Today's daf is Pesach and daf Lamed Tes. We are here at the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, about seven lines up, Gufa. Right, so again, something we mentioned towards the end in passing yesterday. Ma'likim b'pasav v'shemesh shal truma sh'nitmeis kohanim are allowed to use truma and bread and oil, truma bread and oil that became tame, to allow to use that as fuel for a fire. Abaye, Amar Abaye says, Mishmei de Chizke, in the name of Chizke, Varaba, Amar Deme, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Marta, Amar Avuna, Lo Shanu El Bas, that's only bread. Avachiti, but kernels, but wheat grains, Lo, that's not true, they're not allowed to use it for firewood, because Shema Yavo Bohen, Lidei Tekala, because maybe, you know, again, leave those lying around, and then you may end up coming to eat them. Right. So for Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu chiti, no, even kernels you are allowed to use as firewood, presumably. Vamai, why? Nechosh dilma asi bohen lidei takala, why? Maybe are we not concerned that someone will come to eat them? So he says, Kid Amar Abashi, b'shliksa u'meista hachanami, b'shliksa u'meista, right? And somewhere else, Ravashi said that the case is where they were shlikta, right? Shlokin is cooked vegetables, so it means they were boiled, they were cooked, right, after they were tame, and then they were thrown in the fireplace, right, with the firewood, etc., etc. So therefore, they become disgusting, and they're not gonna. No one is gonna come to eat it. Where did Ravashi say this? What context did Ravashi say? Right, we said just like Ravashi said somewhere else. The same two over here. It's a case where they boiled them and they became disgusting. So what was that case? What was that context? The Amar Rabbi Avin Bar Rav Bar Acha Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Abashol Gaval Shel Beis Rabbi Haya. Rabbi Yitzchak says that Abashol was the Gaval, the guy who kneaded the dough, K-N-E-A-D, in the house of Rabbi. And why is that a big deal? Because Rashi explains, right, that they used to make sure, Rabbi used to make sure to eat chulin b'tahara, right? He used to always try and eat his food with tahara. In a tahor state. So that's, that was a serious job. It wasn't just the guy who, it wasn't a very, you know, menial kind of janitor type job. It was a serious, you have to know all the halachas of Tum and Tara. Anyway, so Abashal b'hayu mechamim lo chamin v'chitin shal truma tameya. He used to burn the fire, meaning he used to heat up water, hot water, and it's probably not chamin, like the Sephardim use for, like, for cholent, like for Shabbos. We have Shabbos tomorrow, so, right, it's Erev Shabbos, cholent on the brain. But no, it's chamin is hot water. So you used to heat up the hot water with the grains of truma tmeya, right, lalosh ben isa b'tahara, to knead this dough in tahara. Right, so we see that he would do this. He would actually use these kernels of wheat that were truma tmeya to make this dough. Rashi tells us, it might be a machlokas. Rashi tells us. Tosfos over here says that it was for the Kohanim in Rebbe's house, and Rashi seems to imply it was for Rebbe himself. But okay, either way, we see that Abashol used to actually do this with the wheat kernels that were tame, used to use them as fuel. Amai, why not? Nechesh doma asi lidei takala, asi behu lidei takala. So this is where Ravashi said, and Ravashi bishluksa u'me'ista, that it was, no, the kernels that they were using were already boiled, and then they became disgusting when they threw them in the fire pit. There was no chance anybody was going to eat them. Okay, now we're going to spend pretty much the rest of today's daf, is based on the following question. Abai bar Oven, Rabbi Chanina bar Oven, right, two brothers, right, were Tanu Trumos be Rabba. They were two students in Rabba's base medrash, and they were learning about Hilchos Truma. So Pagabahu Rabba bar Masna. So Rabba bar Masna came and said, and saw them and met them. And Amalu, he said to them, Mayam Risu b'Trumos to be Mar. What are they saying in the base medrash about Trumos? So that wasn't just a stam shalom aleichem. That was, Amrulay, they said back to him, right, umay kasha l'chatz. Clearly, right, he was asking with some sort of question. He had some sort of angle here. Right, so Amrulahu, so they said, many say, they asked him, what's your question? Not that, what could be, they weren't, like, dismissive, like, what could be difficult about Mesechus Trumos, right? They were just asking, like, what's the point? And this is the question that he asked, and there are going to be three approaches here, and this is going to basically take us to the end of the daf. Amalahuzi said to them Tanam, the Mishnah in Trumos. Perek, where is that? Perek Gimel, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. Shesile Trumos, Shenitmu Vishoslan. If you have Shtile Trumos are plants. Rashi says, "Kigon shtilei chruv, like cabbage plants or stalks of cabbage or whatever. Shenitmu, then it were truma, they became tame, and then vishaslan, then you replanted them. So what's the deal with those plants? So tahorim milatame, they're not going to be metame other things." I.e. the food that comes out of them, the plant that grows out of it is not going to be tame, but vasurin milecho, but you cannot eat them. If you would then dig up those stalks, you cannot eat them, meaning they're still asur achila, but they're not going to be metame other things. So Gemara says, Rabbi Ramasana said, this is his question, well, if they're going to be metaher, if they're tahor, right? If you've just fixed the truma tameya and made them tahor, so why can't you eat them? So that was the question. Why? That seems to be an oxymoron. So Amalei, so Hachi Amar Rabba. Rabba said, "My asurin. What does it mean that they're asur? Asurin lazarim. No, they're asur for non kohanim. Meaning that they're mutter for kohanim. Right? When he says asur alecho, that's only referring to regular, you know, truma." As i.e. right, regular Yisraelim who are not allowed to eat truma. Then they said back to him, well, then what's the chiddush? Gidule truma truma. You tell me that something that grows from truma is truma. Right, Tanina, we learned that already. Gidule truma truma, right? Pretty straightforward. If you tell me that no, if you would then replant the gidulin, the plant that grew out of that stalk, and then you have another plant, and that's still truma. So my kamash malan, that's also no chiddush. Meaning we learned that if there's a seed that the seed itself does not get destroyed when it grows something new, for example, like onions or whatnot. So hanami tanina, right? We also learned that, right? Hatevel gidul of mutarin, right? If you have tevel, or presumably the same halacha applies to truma as well. Again, it's a mission in truma, so it applies to truma as well. If you have tevel, that something that grew from tevel, so then whatever grew from the tevel is mutar. That's bizarro, bedavar shezaro kala. That's when the seed disappears, it gets destroyed. Bedavar shein zaro kala, but if the seed remains, right, like again, like example, like onions and the like, so I feel like you do the gidul on asur and bachila. So everything is asur. So we already learned this already. Right, you don't need to teach me that that the stuff that's replanted, right, is still asur bachila. So the Gemara says ishtiku. So they were quiet. So no, they were learning trumos. They thought they knew what they were talking about. Apparently not. So Amalei midish melechabaha. So they weren't, you know, they weren't upset. They were just kind of like humbled. And they said, well, what do you think? Right? I mean, clearly you must have some sort of avamina. So what did you hear about this? Some of those who said that, he said, Rabbi Bar Masa said back to them, Hachi Amar Rav Sheshes. This is what Rav Sheshes said. And we're going to see this is an issue with this, which is why he asked the question in the first place. Right? So there's a question but Rav Sheshes gave the following teretz, My Asurin Asurin Lekohanim Hol V'Ifsulu Lehu Behezach Hadas. That the Isser here is not that it's, right, yes, there's a seemingly it's a stira that they're tahor, but they're usher to eat. Why would they be usher to eat? There's a psul of hesach hadas. The truma, you need to keep your mind on it at all times. Since it must not be planted in the ground, you kind of hesach hadas, you've removed your mind from it. So there's a psul of hesach hadas. If truma has been, you know, you haven't paid attention to it, so then right, it is no longer mutter to eat. But the problem is that that's only good according to one understanding of the psul of hesach hadas. Right? Again, hesach hadas is, there are two possibilities. Either there's a, let's see, one second. Hani chalaman damer hesach hadas psul hagufu. Have it. Right, that all works, that if this whole logic works, that you can have this extra, you know, kind of outside psul, that works if hesach hadas, the problem of hesach hadas by truma, is a psul aguf, meaning there's a psul in the actual truma itself. It's a dindra abanan, that's a psul in the truma. Right, so shopper, so this all works fine, everything is good. But el madam hesachadas psul tuma havi. But if you tell me that the whole reason that you have a psul of hesachadas by truma is because, well, if you didn't pay attention to it the entire time, now it's very likely that it became tame. So that ma'i kalameimar, right? What are you going to say? Because obviously these things are not tame; they're in the grounds now. They're mechuba lakarka, right? They can't become tame, right? What concern of tuma? Right? And for sure, once you plant them, that these items are now tahor. Right? Again, so mechub lekarka is not makabel tuma. So that's the problem that Rabbi Bar Masna had with the answer of Rav Sheshes. And honestly, the Gemara is not really going to answer it. It's just going to bring this machokas between Rabbi Shmuel and between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. In terms of whether Hesach Hadas is a psul aguf or a psul tuma, and then we're going to go on to another answer, which perhaps is the good answer, I guess. But either way, well, that's just we're going to quote this machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish back and forth. So let's just do that. But again, keep in mind where we're holding that this is the question of the daf, and we're trying to figure out a good answer for this stira, seemingly stira, that if you plant truma, right, it's tahar on the one hand, but it's usher to eat on the other hand. But either way, let's see the machlokas. Now I lost my place because I was as we said, it was said hesach hadas. What's this psul of hesach hadas by truma? Rabbi Yochanan amar psul tuma have Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar psul agovave. Again, it's a psul. Either it's a psul tuma that we're saying that this truma became tame, or we're just saying no, it's a simple psul in the actual. The truma itself, that there was some sort of hesach hadas, and the truma therefore is no good. Rabbi Yochanan amar psul tuma have shem yavo Eliyahu v'tarena shomim lo. And what's an afkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? It's very interesting. If Eliyahu Navi comes and says, no, actually this truma is tahor, so then it's fine, because again, Rabbi Yochanan held it was a psul tuma, because you removed your hesach hadas, you removed your mindset from it. You weren't sure if it was tamei or tahor. So Rabbi Eliyahu Navi comes and says, no, it's actually tahor. So then, fine, okay, so then you can eat it. But Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar psul haguf haveishim yavo Eliyahu v'tarena in shomim lo. Reish Lakish says it's nothing to do with tuma and tahara. It's just something that inappropriate. You'd acted inappropriately with the truma itself. It itself has become puzzle. It's not an issue of whether it's tahor or not. Ezra, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan brings a kasha on Reish Lakish. Rabbi Shmuel ben Shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer Lul Katan Hayah ben Kevesh Lamizbeach B'Marav Shel Kevesh. There was a ditch, a small ditch between the Kevesh, the ramp, and the Mizbeach on the western side of the ramp. Shishama Yuzorkin Psule Chatas Ha'of. Because there they would chuck any psul chatas ha'ov, if any korban chatas, that was a bird, got messed up for whatever reason, so they would throw it there. V'tu'uvar tzur alsan, and then its form, its shape would change. Rashi says, not really, it just means that it would become pusul with lina, meaning you would make it pusul, they would leave it there overnight, and then it would be no longer able to be eaten, because then and taken care of, because it was because then already night passed and it's the next day and it's no good, you can't bring it anymore. And then viotz in the basis sreifa, and then it goes out to be burned. So Gemara says, "Iyar must bishlam psul tuma have." If you'll tell me that this psul that we're talking about is a psul tuma, right? Then mishum hachli boi ibur tsura. That's why you would need to let it go overnight. You have lina overnight, and then, and only then, can you go and burn it. Because shem yavo Eliyahu v'tarena, because if Eliyahu Navi would come and between when you threw the bird into the ditch and when you was going to go burn it, right, so maybe Eliyahu HaNavi would be like, that's tahor, and you can't burn kunshin that is tahor. Right? It's a totally, totally, totally good korban where you can't go burn it elsewhere, and that's a problem. So Elav, Amr's psul aguf, lamali ibur tzura. But if you tell me that this psul, again, this is hesach hadas that we're talking about, is an actual psul in the actual item itself, so you don't need ibur tzura. Right? We don't need to wait to be pasulit belina, right? Because of Vatsan, because we're under the Mishnah, Zakal, this is the rule, Kol Sheh Psul Bagufo, you serve miyad. If you have a psul guf, if you have a psul in the actual item, in the actual korban itself, then you can just burn it straight up. You don't need to wait for lina. You don't need to wait for it to be, to be left overnight. Right? But damu v'baylim, if there's some sort of psul in the blood, Rashi says, let's say, for example, the blood spilled, they collected from the animal, let's say it spilled on the length of the Mizbeach, or b'baylim, or if there's some sort of psul in the owner of the korban, let's say he became tamei, and there's nobody to eat it, right? Rashi gives the example of the korban Pesach, right? But if there's a psul in the, kind of like in the outside extenuating circumstances of the korban, either the blood or the b'baylim, so then to uvar tzura, some goes on the basis of shreifa, then you need to wait for the korban to, to be pasul alina, for it to go overnight, and then only then can you burn it. Now, if you're telling me that Hezekadas is a psulaguf, you could just burn it straight away. Why would you need to leave it in the ditch and have lina? So the Gemara says, so Rish Lakish says back to Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Lai, Haitana, Debe, Rabba Baravu. No, that's Rabba Baravu's Shita, the Amar Afilu Pigal Ton Ibritsura, that even Pigal, even a psul guf, even a problem with the korban itself, requires Ibritsura, you need to leave it overnight and only then burn it afterwards. Okay, so Mini says that's not a kasha, Ami says Rish Lakish. Esve, another question, Rabbi Yochanan asked him Rish Lakish. Nitma osha nifsal habasar. Let's say the basar, the meat of a korban, became tame or became posel, and that's obviously we're going to assume that's referring to hezekadas. Osha yatzachutz lekloim, or you took kachik kadashim outside of the curtains of the Beis HaMikdash, right? You had to eat kachik kadashim, certain korbanos inside the Beis HaMikdash. So any one of those cases, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yizrok, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yizrok. Right? The machlokas whether you should put the blood. Do the Zrika process of the korban? Rabbi Lezer says yes. Rabbi Yeshua says no. But umod Rabbi Yeshua shemzara kurtza. But Rabbi Yeshua says that if you did do the Zrika, so then the procedure of hurtza was accepted by Shamayim, as we're going to see in a second, because it is a concept that the tzitz is meratze, that the tzitz, that the kohen gadol wore on his forehead, atones for any problems that go on with the sprinkling of the blood that might be inappropriate. So the Gemara says, "My nifsal, lav hezachadas." Isn't this talking about a case of where the korban was puzzled with hezachadas? Kachim truma, same thing. Yeah, and still we see, right? It must be talking about hezachadas. And amos b'shalom psuli tumahu have. If you tell me that hezachadas is a psul tuma, so I end the mishkachas for the meratzit tzitz. That's why the tzitz atones for it, because that's the case where the tzitz atones for the sprinkling of the blood. In the case where it became tame, where that tzitz is meratzah, that's when that tzitz helps. Therefore, korbanos it became tame, etc. You brought it, but it's suffic, etc., etc. But eli imras psula gufave. But if you tell me that hezachadas is a problem in the actual korban itself, am I heard that tzitz? What is the tzitz? What are you talking about? The tzitz has nothing to do with this. Tzitz doesn't atone for, I don't know, pigle or whatever a specific problem with the korban event. A mum, the tzitz doesn't help for that. It only helps for tuma in the blood or whatever, etc., etc. So not the case where it's a psula guf. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, it must be that hezekadas is a psula tuma. So the Gemara, Rish Lakish said back to him, no, my nifsal b'tful yom. No, the case isn't that it became possible through hezekadas. It touched a tful yom. A tful yom again is someone who has finished all of his tahara preparations. But he's waiting to go to the mikvah, right, on this last day of his situation. But he has to wait again. He went to the mikvah already. He's waiting for sundown. Right? He's waiting for the sundown for Harav Shemesh, for sundown to complete his tahara process. Right? He's still able to be a metameh stuff. So that's the case of puzzle that we're talking about over here. It's not a case of hezekadas at all. So the Gemara says, "Well, ihachi hani tame." Well, one second. That was exactly what we said in the brisa. If it's tame or nifsal or it went outside of the Beis Hamikdash, well, that a psul yom touching korban is tame. So Reish Lakish said back to him, "Where is it? Ihachi hani tame." Right. So trey gavne tame. So Reish Lakish said back to him, "Yeah, okay. There's tame and there's tame. Right. A psul tful yom is a very weak tuma." Right, then it's it's the maisa, and that's a little bit, but it's other korbanos that became tame through tame mace, etc. Right, different types of tuma that are mentioned. Okay, but either way, lamaisa, this is not a good answer because again, we said that according to the Mandamar, it says that hezekadas is a psul. Which one was no good? Right, is it psul tuma? Right, so how does that work? Right, because you planted this tame truma in the ground, so it's not going to be tame, it's not going to be any suffic truma, a suffic tuma for this truma, so how does that work? So we need another answer. So Salik Ravin, when Ravin left, meaning when he left Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael, so Amra L'Shmaitza Kameder Rabbi Yirmiyah, he showed up and saw Rabbi Yirmiyah, he said this whole vort, V'Amar, and Rabbi Yirmiyah said to him, Shish! Bavlai tipshai, what stupid Babylonians! Mishum diyasvei the Arab v'chashucha, since they're living in a dark land. Babylonia was in a valley, so Mustamah, right? I guess it was darker. Right? And Rishon Shmaitzi de Meshachku, they're saying these dark and I guess, you know, these dark teachings, right? Shmaitza, these dark halachos, meaning this is not the good answer. Right? Lo shmiluchu derabbi Shimon ben Lakish, mishmei derabbi Oshia. Have you not heard this explanation of Reish Lakish, the name of Rav Oshia? He said the following. Mei hachag shenitzmu. This is waters of the chag, right? On Sukkot they used to have a nisuch amayim. What did I say? Hesach Hadas. Nisuch HaMayim. They used to be one of the things they used to do to pour water libations on Sukkot. So if you have this liquid, this water of the Chag that they're about to pour in the Mizbeach, but it became Tameh. So what do? Heshikon v'achar kach hegdishon. You have to do a process called Hashaka, where you basically touch the water that in question with mikvah water, with tahar water, and that is neshika, literally means a kiss, but that's that basically will be metaher, the water that is tahar. Ve'achar kach hegdishon, and then only then do we make them kadosh. So Gemara says if heshikan ve'achar kach hegdishon, if you touch them to a tahar mikvah and then you made them kadosh and said, okay, this is going to be the water I'm using for the libations, so then tahar, then that's fine. Ve'hegdishon ve'achar kach heshikan, but if you machdish them and then you touch them to a mikvah water, so then tamei, then they're still tamei, and that's no good. Right, that doesn't work. So the comparison to planting the truma in the ground is a similar one. Right, so mechdis, let's see. Zriya ninu mali heshikon. Right, this planting, zriya ninu, meaning this planting that we did, right, to try to make the truma tame, right, planted in the ground to make it tahor. It's similar to the heshaka, to this, the putting the water with mikvah water and making the water tahor. So mali heshikon v'achakach hekdishon, mali hekdishon v'achakach heshikon. What's the difference, right, if the order that you did it with? Why does it matter, right? When you connect the water to a mikvah, when you plant the seed in the ground, right, it should become tahor. So Alma, apparently, what do you see? Ein zriya lehekdesh. You cannot plant or do a shaka for kachim, right? There's a special din of kachim, that's a special din derabanan, that you cannot do this. You cannot fix them. So Achanami, so over here too. Ein zriya letrumah. So the same deal, right? You cannot fix them by planting, right? You cannot put them in the ground to fully, right, make them tahor. Right, so inachinami, so anything that's going to grow from the plants is going to be fine. But the item itself, you cannot fix because it's a din derabanan. It can't be eaten by a kohen because the ein zriya latruma, for whatever reason, Chazal wanted you to make an extra chumra by the kadosh item of truma, so you don't figure out the system and then fix the truma tanaya. That was Tommy, right? Again, if you could cheat the system, and then you wouldn't be so careful as to making sure Truma didn't become Tommy in the first place. So, just to make sure people didn't do that, so there's a dinder abanan that ain't real the Truma. Okay. Yosef Rav Dimi Velka Amar Laha Shmaitzer. Rav Dimi was sitting saying over this vort about not about the Truma Tzmeya, but about the Mayim, the Me'achag that became Tame, and Amar Le Abaye said, Hekdisha Beklikam or Obapeh? Aval Bapeh or over Rabbanan Maila? Odom Obapeh Nami over Rabbanan Maila? Is this only if they were Makdish the water Bekli or also Bapeh? Meaning there are two ways to be Makdish the water for this process. In general, there are two ways to be Makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash. Either putting it in a Kli Sharis, which is Bekli, and then by definition, right, if a Kli Sharis is one of the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, then it would become Tahor, and not Tahor, but it would become Hukdash for the Beis HaMikdash. Or you could just say, yeah, this water is Kadosh, this water is Hekdash, right, I'm Makdash this water. So in which case, right, in which scenario was this extra Chumrah of the Chachamim that's saying that you cannot, cannot then put it in a mikvah and fix it if it became tamei. So Amalei, Rav Dimi said, "I'm lo zu shamati. I haven't heard this, but kayotzi ba shamati. I heard something similar." To Am Rabbi Avo, Am Rabbi Yochanan, anavim shenitmu. Right, Rabbi Yochanan said that grapes that became tamei, darchan or drachan, if you crush them and squeeze them, ve'achar kach hagdishan, and then you were makdish the grape juice. So then tahorin, then the grape juice is fine, right? We assume that that the grape juice, the juice was not inside of the fruit, it's not going to become tamei. Ve'gdishan v'achakach drachan, but if you were makdish the grapes, right, and then you squeeze them, so then tamei, and then the juice is tame, because Chazal were machmir to assume that you know that the juice, even though it's not inside of the grape itself, right, it's in a separate compartment, like we discussed yesterday, according to that opinion, still it's going to be tame because Chazal were extra machmir. Right, and so you see how you makdish these grapes, so you say that these grapes are hektish. And you see here that the Chachamim were extra machmir, even in this case of kedushas hapeh. Rav Yosef said that anovin kamarta. No, you can't be talking about grapes. That has nothing to do. That does not impact this halacha of the nisach hamayim, of the water that we're trying to use for libations. Because hacha banavim shel trumas kinan. Because this case of Rav Yochanan, whether the grapes were already truma, the kedushas hapeh did too. Kedushas kli damya. Because there is only one option by truma. Right? Truma is only kadosh by saying this is truma, by separating truma. Right? There is no kedushas akli option. So the kedushas apeh is just like the kedushas akli. Of a honey, but the case over here by the water that you're going to bring on the mizbeach, right? The bayi kli, it does technically need to be put into a kli shares, right? But pelo of rabban amayla. Maybe Chazal were not machmir in a case where you were makdish the water just by saying that this is going to be the water we use and this is going to be hektish. So Gemara says, one second, just to ask a question on that. Rabbi Yochanan, if you remember, Rabbi Yochanan, if he said drachan, afilu tuva, right? Seemingly, he didn't make any shear for the amount of grapes that you're using to squeeze for this juice. Right? But before, Amil Amar Rabbi Yochanan, how did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Rabbi Yochanan, we said yesterday, anavim shenitzmu drachan pachos mikabeitza, they need to be less than a kabeitza. Right, didn't we say yesterday? Why over here in this price does Rabbi Yochanan not make any mention of the minimal shear? Right, you have to make sure you're crushing them less than a kabeitza. Right? We had the whole discussion yesterday. So Gemara says two possible answers. Either you could say, yeah, okay, you just didn't mention in this price, but over here it's pagos pagos mikabeitza as well. Or vibay same another answer. Hasim denagubu barishon davale inu shein. In that case, where the grapes were touched a rishon, therefore the grapes themselves are a sheni, and therefore it could make the liquid a shlishi, which would mess it up, right? Truma is messed up by a shlishi. But hacha the nagu b'sheni, the case over here where the grapes touched a sheni, and then davelu shlishi, then the grapes themselves are shlishi, and then the grapes can no longer turn the juice into ravi. Ravi is only no good by kachim. Right, then shlishi does not mess up the liquid any further, and therefore you can squeeze as many grapes as you want. Okay, we'll stop here. I will say have a great Shabbos. Enjoy the Friday night meal. Probably has an extra bit of simcha, an extra bit of excitement to break the fast. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.